This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Kevin Jackson. Glad you're with me. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, RacePimping.com if you're going to get my latest book that explains a lot of this nonsense in a very fun, family-friendly way. We'd love to you to have that and then send me notes and say, I liked it, I didn't like this, or whatever, which I doubt if you send me something that says you didn't like it because it's a fun book for you to check out. Anyway, glad you're with me. A sponsor is Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com. If you have a portfolio, if you're at all, if you've been interested as I have been for quite a while, and how do you invest in gold? Why should I invest in gold? Go to landmarkgold.com. You can find out all the details around it. The biggest issue is the government's trying to confiscate your 401k, your IRAs. They want you to have no ability to fend for yourself. They want all the government to be able to take care of you. So if you've got money in those types of things, those types of instruments, you know that the government's coming after you. The way to protect it, migrate that over to a gold IRA or a gold 401k, and that's what's going to save you. And precious metals, you know, look, worst case scenario, you end up getting your money back. Best case scenario, you make money, they're up. And it's going, the gold and silver are going to continue to go up because the market is so volatile. That paper that you're using is worthless. So check these guys out, 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411, and tell them Kevin Jackson sent you. Anyway, we've been talking about refugees, talking about terrorists. We've been talking about Muslims, which, of course, are mostly the same thing because Muslim countries create the terror that allows, that essentially says to their people, the indigenous folks, you better get out of here, or you better do what we tell you to do. You better turn your women and your children over to the jihadi, the anal jihad army, or else we're going to get you. So these people end up leaving in droves, and where do they want to go? They want to go to the civilized world. Yeah, they want to go where the white folks are. Now people, oh, Kevin, are you only saying that white folks are the only ones civilized? I'm saying, I know where the migration path is. These Muslims are not going to the deep, dark resources of the dark continent. No, they're going to Scandinavia. They're going to Germany. They're going to France. They're going, why else? Why are they going there? Why don't they go to Venezuela? Because that's the fifth largest crime. They got the fifth most crime in the world. Venezuela's like, bring it, baby. Come on. We bring it over here, baby. We'll take care of you. Uh-huh. Yeah, why are they going to these white countries? Why do they want to come to America, the melting pot, the mosaic? Because we got liberals. See, liberals are they make up those crazy white countries. So what the Muslims have migrated to Russia. And here's a great example of what happens when you go to a place that says, we don't care about your stinking rights. But these Muslim pigs have been able to grope in Germany. They groped women during the New Year, raping Scandinavian women at rates that are sickening. Yeah, and they're finding that their traditions, however, are not readily accepted all over the world. The statistics don't lie, though, when it comes to Muslim men and rape, folks. When countries increase the number of Muslim refugees, their rape statistics go through the roof. This is because Muslim men do not care about your culture. They do not care about your women. They don't even care about your kids, especially your girl kids. All over Europe, women are being brutalized by a culture of young men who believe they can rape women with impunity. And the recent situation in Cologne underscores what Europe has endured since the Muslim invasion. And by the way, invasion, and they did this Muslim invasion by choice. They allowed it. Europe allowed this. But things are different in some countries. A group of 51 refugees were brutally assaulted outside a nightclub in Murmansk, Russia. after they groped and molested women at a nightclub. The refugees had previously been ordered to leave Norway for, quote, bad behavior. Then they tried their luck in Russia. What they didn't realize when they went out clubbing in Murmansk is that the Russians have less tolerance when it comes to sexual assault on local women than these other European countries. See, the Muslims have been getting away with, well, rape. The refugees allegedly groped and harassed women in a similar manner as they did the women in Cologne on New Year's Eve. And a group of male Russians took them aside to educate them that Cologne is 2,500 kilometers south of here. The refugees tried to flee, but they were quickly captured by the Russians. They then took them to the street and gave them a beating they will remember. Police arrived to break up the fight, but locals report that they threw in a few punches at the refugees before arresting 33 of them. 18 refugees were in such bad condition they had to take them to the hospital. I love this story. I freaking love this story. Let me tell you why. Because I would have been with the Russians whooping their heads. Unbelievable that these guys just have this mentality of they can do whatever they want with women. You can bet, folks, the more stories, I guarantee you in Russia there's going to be more stories like this. And the more stories that there are where these people fight back, the more likelihood you're going to get these stupid Muslims to change their behavior. Typically, think about it, a group of 50 guys, they can pretty much impose their will just about anywhere. But not with the Russians. I don't know how many there were. But Russians are a culture of men who have suffered, and they're willing to fight for the freedoms that they now have. And you can bet the country who has given the world the KGB and Spetsnaz, which is Russian Special Forces, I've trained with those guys, they're not tolerating any Muslims as the way the Europeans have. You can bet that. When you wait in line for toilet paper and vodka, you're ready for the Muslims. I guarantee you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. More privilege that people seem to think they have is coming up next. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it in.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show, sponsored by my guys over at LandmarkGold.com, where I keep my precious metal investments. Well, I keep them with me because they send the money to me. You can reach them at 844-715-9411, 844-715-9411, LandmarkGold.com. The best thing I can tell you to do is, if you've got a portfolio, 401k or an IRA, move part of that over into a protected investment. The government, I know it sounds conspiratorial, but they're coming after your money, guys. And I don't know whether it's going to be 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, but I would rather you have control of the part that they're not going to be able to confiscate, which is gold. So check them out, LandmarkGold.com. Tell them Kevin Jackson sent you. LandmarkGold.com, 844-715-9411. Limbaugh is catching some flack. I don't know if you guys heard about this. He says that the First Lady of the United States and women in general should be happy to be catcalled. You know what a catcall is, right? It's where guys go, woohoo, you know, that kind of thing. And women of today, the feminists, are like, he's objectifying me. That's what Michelle Obama says. I've been places where people, you know, like, catcall me and whisper. I'm like, where have you been to be catcalled? I don't know. I don't know. Let me just tell you. There is. Look, I'm not even trying to be mean. There's nothing flattering about Michelle Obama. She looks like a lanky dude. And, man, in her early years, yikes. Now, to each his own. If Barack Obama sees beauty in that, congratulations to him. I'm not trying. You know, one man's weed is another man's landscape, as they say. Right? So, fine, if he think, but in my opinion, Michelle Obama, there is nothing attractive about this woman. But she says she's been catcalled, and she didn't like it. She didn't like to be objectified. So I ask you, ladies, what do you think? To get catcalled, what do you think? You like it? See, I'm with you. I think it's an honor to be catcalled. If you're not catcalled, then, well, how can I put this without, you know, sort of, okay, look, you're ugly. If you haven't been catcalled, you're ugly. That's just a simple, I'm sorry, I have to just be brutally honest here. Now, let's reverse it. Let's say that women, who, by the way, can no longer be referred to as women, so we're androgynous. But let's just say that we were back in a time when men were men and women were women, and women were catcalled men. You know what? For the record, and in full disclosure, it happens to me a lot. I know. What are you chuckling at? You don't believe it? Now, here's the thing. I don't mind when women catcall me. I've learned to deal with it. It was embarrassing at first. But then, you know, finally you just say, you know, this is what God gave me. I cannot deny them. I cannot deny women the opportunity to do what comes natural. It isn't like they have control over it. See, that's the thing about the catcall. A woman walks by you like, a dude, he's not paying attention. He looks up. He's like, dang! Whoa! You know, that's the way a catcall is. It isn't like you can control it. I go in places and women just go, whoa! You know, that's it. It's an impulse. Anyway, being serious, is that what women in America have to be? That's objectifying. But you know what? Making a sex video or, you know, going on TV in swimsuits and doing a competition for Miss America or Miss This or Miss Universe or whatever. I'll just break it down for you very simply. Women do all these things in order to get noticed. And then when you notice them, they're supposedly mad. I don't believe that. I just think that's a group of women who want, quite frankly, who don't get it, and so they have to deride it. They decry it. They make it sound, oh, that's just humiliating. No, it isn't. It can be done in such a way that it's degrading, where guys are like, well, Jake, yeah, baby. Or it can be like, dang, whoa, whoa. You know, where a woman goes, yeah, I got it. Because that's what she stood in the mirror for an hour for. That's why she went through 14 different wardrobe changes. What's a dude do? We look in the closet, we go, this, boom. And at best, if you are a prude or metrosexual, you might try to match up your socks or find a spiffy tie. You know, I'm not even saying metrosexual in that regard. You know, like, it isn't a bad thing to want to, you know, keep yourself looking all sharp. You know what I'm saying? But that's what we do. Women go through wardrobe changes. Oh, they look in the mirror. No, this one shows too much tummy. No, it's not flattering. Oh, where's that one where the lines make it look like I have a smaller waistline? You know, because they have those dresses that fake you out. They have the darker, they have the white interior that's curved in the darker out exterior. So your eye goes, wow, look at that hourglass figure. When she's really a V-frame. You know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? But women, look, you spend hours on, you do your hair, you tease your hair, you get it perfect, you put on makeup. How long does it take? I mean, I know if you're good at makeup, maybe you do it in 10, 15 minutes, but it takes a while. You're sprucing the face. You're tucking this in. You're putting Preparation H on your eye, under your eyes, and all kinds of stuff. Why? So we don't catcall? So we don't notice? You spend 20 minutes on shoes. What in the world? Come on, y'all. We know. And so these women who are ugly, these leftist women, are like, oh, I don't like to be catcalled because it makes me feel objectified. No, it doesn't. You don't get catcalled. That's why you get mad at the women who do. They do. And look, I'm not getting after, especially conservative women, but I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter how classy you are. And guys are crass. You know, you get the construction worker, you do, just like, you know, picking lint out of his belly button and looking at it because he doesn't know whether to eat it or throw it away. You get those Neanderthals. I get it. But even when they notice you, it's like, yeah, women. By the way, so do guys. So do guys. We go somewhere and girls check you out. You if you notice, it doesn't matter what she looks like. You're like, hey, well, it's validation. You know, I don't want to get with you, but it is validation. Thank you. All right, cool. But Michelle Obama wants to go out and make it look like, I've been caca, I've been objectified. And she's saying this in Argentina, you know, like, but I've been treated less than a woman. What do you mean less than a woman? That's exactly what you wanted, especially with your ugly butt. It's exactly what you wanted. It's human nature to want that. Why do you think the bird, have you ever seen these animals when they have to get a mate? And I saw this one day where this bird had to dance. This sucker danced for 30 minutes and the girl rejected him. Man, he probably thought of him, I'd have picked up a rock and dropped it on her head. He danced with his real leg, feathers out, doing all this African looking dance, only to get nothing. We want to be objectified.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is meeting with Democrats and Republicans to discuss his Supreme Court nominee. Earlier today, the president was on Fox Business and asked if he would ask his nominee their perspective on Roe versus Wade.
Well, that's a big one, and probably not. They're all saying, don't do that, you don't do that, you shouldn't do that. But I'm putting conservative people on, and I'm very proud of Neil Gorsuch. He has been outstanding. His opinions are, you know, is so well written, so brilliant. and I'm going to try and do something like that, but I don't think I'm going to be so specific.
Today, the man accused of walking into the Capital Gazette newsroom and killing five people in Annapolis, Maryland, was charged with five counts of murder. And in a developing story, ex-sports doctor Larry Nassar and a former trainer of his were charged with sex assault at a Huntsville, Texas gymnastics center. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
That's going to be the wave of the future if we want to make progress on these problems. I guess to make a broader point, you know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalist and communist or socialist. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? You're a capitalist Yankee dog, and you're some crazy communist that's gonna take away everybody's property. And I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You should just decide what works. And I said this to President Castro in Cuba. I said, look, you've made great progress in educating young people. Every child in Cuba gets a basic education. That's a huge improvement from where it was. Medical care. The life expectancy of Cubans is equivalent to the United States, despite it being a very poor country, because they have access to health care. That's a huge achievement. They should be congratulated. But you drive around Havana and you say, this economy is not working. It looks like it did in the 1950s. And so you have to be practical in asking yourself, how can you achieve the goals of equality and inclusion, but also recognize that the market system produces a lot of wealth and goods and services and innovation. And it also gives individuals freedom because they have initiative. And so you don't have to be rigid in saying it's either this or that. You can say, depending on the problem you're trying to solve, depending on the social issues that you're trying to address, what works? And I think that what you'll find is that the most successful societies, the most successful economies, are ones that are rooted in a market-based system, but also recognize that a market does not work by itself. It has to have a social and moral and ethical and community basis. And there has to be inclusion. Otherwise, it's not stable. And it's up to you as you in whether you're in business or in academia or in the nonprofit sector, whatever you're doing, to create new forms that are adapted to the new conditions that we live in today.
Huh? Welcome back, everybody. That was Barack Obama trying to explain communism versus capitalism and leave it to Obama to explain why conservatives are the smartest people on the planet and leftists are idiots. He did a fantastic job at it. America's moron in chief is explaining to Argentinian students his experience while in Cuba. I just want you to understand what's going on here. He congratulates Cuba for educating all its students. Something that America does better than Cuba, at least we used to. We don't anymore, but we used to. See, back in the 50s where Castro was stuck, you take a 1950s American student, even going into the 60s, Cubans, the dumbest people on the planet compared to us. I mean, just ask yourself this very question. They've had access to, it isn't like we've cut them off. The Cubans could have done anything they chose to do. They could have beat us in the space race. They could have done whatever. What's come out of Cuba that you know of except for cigars? What? What have they innovated? Has the Cubans invented the internet? You know, they don't even take advantage of it for the most part. What have the Cubans done? I'm serious. Give me one thing. What are they exports? You go, wow, the only place you can get that is in Cuba. Are there automobiles? Oh, don't even go there. Talk about that in a second. What is their industry that we can't get anywhere? Let me put it to you this way. If Cuba dropped off the face of the earth, we would just go buy Dominican cigars. Nobody would listen. But you know what Barack Obama's I'm congratulating you on your teaching kids. Teaching them what? What have they brought us? They got all this free education. Where are they? Nowhere. Then he goes on, because this is a shot for Obamacare. Your life expectancy is that of ours. Okay, what? Because it isn't because of Cuba. It's because we have eradicated most of the diseases. It's because of the innovation that's coming out of America and elsewhere with drugs. That's it. And then you know what we do? We give those drugs at pennies on the dollar to countries like Cuba. It isn't any innovation. The life expectancy of these people has gone up because we've taken them from penicillin to amoxicillin. We've given them better drugs that increase their life expectancy. It isn't because of their medical system. Everybody has access to medical care. What an idiot. But he goes on to say what? Oh, but your economy isn't working. So here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. The part of communism that he is proclaiming for Cuba, which he says effectively is what America has, it isn't even working. How many Cuban Nobel laureates? Oh, don't even go there. How many Cuban, as I said, what name me Cuban innovation? Then go farther. Tell me what life expectancy that Cuba's done that's helped them. Is it their stuff? Is it their pharmaceutical industry? Or is it the Americans and the Germans and the French? The economy isn't working. He's right. These are his words. It looks the same as it did in the 1950s. That's because that's the part that fails. Capitalism. If they had embraced capitalism and gotten away from communism, they'd be successful. He talks about it's wonderful you focused on equality and inclusion. That's what he's talking about. All this stuff that he's talking about, equality and inclusion is what has allowed people to have better educations and live the same amount of time as people in the United States. Oh, but you have no money, you have nothing else. He goes on to extol the virtues of the market system. It produces wealth. It produces goods. It produces services. It produces innovations. At the end of it, you know what he says? He uses the magic word of all conservatives and Tea Party people and Republicans. the people who put Republicans, he uses the magic word of freedom. See, it doesn't matter what you give to your society. You can give them all the health care. You can give them all those 1957 Chevys. You can give them all the education you want. But you cannot give them the thing that they crave inside of themselves, which is freedom. When you take that away, you take away all those other things, the innovations and all the things that would make Cuba better. And that's why it's stuck where it is. And that's what the liberals want for us. They want us to lose our innovative spirit and become more like Cuba. A moron in chief is what he is. Yeah, he says driving around Cuba, it looked like they were stuck in the 50s. Because Cuba is stuck in the 1950s. And it doesn't matter how much education or health care you get them. That's the only place they can go. They got nowhere to go. If I went to Cuba for 10 years, it would look completely different. People would be flocking to come there. They would be like, why go to Dubai when you can go to Cuba? Come see what Kevin Jackson's done. Communism produces nothing, folks. Lots of supposedly educated people who can visit their third world doctors while they're scavenging for food. But for Obama, hey, citizens should be able to pick and choose. Yes, I'd like that nationalized health care, but I do want to rely on somebody running a business as I sit around on welfare on my lazy butt. Choose between communism and capitalism. It's a smorgasbord. It's like a menu of government choices for you people. If only Cuba had a touch more capitalism, it could be much more like the United States. And if only the United States had, well, a touch more communism, then what are we going to end up with, Barack? Oh, I know. That's right. We're going to end up like Cuba.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So we've been having this discussion about Obama's effectiveness and if he's been hamstrung because he's black and all these other crazy notions. And I'm sure it drives most of America crazy because, you know, most of the time, overwhelmingly, Obama's judged by his actions and certainly not by his color. But that discussion comes up a lot. And then when he doesn't get anything done, they always run and blame Congress when, in fact, we all know that Barack Obama has gotten pretty much everything he's asked for. And it's because he's black that these stupid Republicans are like, well, let's just roll over because we don't want a bunch of racial strife. You know, I couldn't care less about racial strife. Do what's right. But anyway, Laura Ingraham, I want to do two things here. I want to play Laura Ingraham's debate with Juan Williams about Obama's effectiveness in Congress, etc. And then I want to play And it's a longer clip, but I think you guys will get the point. I had a debate on Fox News with a guy named Joe Trippi, and it was around Barack Obama, the cause of racism, etc. And I want to set this whole thing up before I'm going to play both clips in a row, and then maybe I'll come in between them and add a little bit more commentary. But here's the first one, of course, is Laura saying, what hasn't the guy gotten? When he doesn't get something, he wants to issue an executive order. When he does, which Congress has given him pretty much everything he wants except for gun control and some of these other issues that are, you know, obviously against the Constitution, then, you know, there's a fight on our hands. So I want to play that. And then what I want you to understand about my clip with Joe Trippi is he ultimately says, you're right. There, Kevin, you're right. There isn't any racial issue there because I back him into a corner. So anyway, here's Laura Ingraham, and then I'll come back and we'll comment on the one where I had with Trippi.
President, at every turn, the president responds, and you say, why is this president trying to exercise power? He's trying to do something for the American people.
Where have Republicans successfully blocked President Obama in the last year? The number one thing that Obama wanted in the last year, the number one thing for the first 6 months they devoted to trade promotion authority. They got it. Paul Ryan did big op-eds on it with Ted Cruz at the time. They worked with Obama consistently. The one thing that Obama wanted is to have his administration funded through next year. What did Republicans do? They gave him a $1.1 trillion spending bill that most of these people did not read.
So again, Ingram's right. TPA, whatever you want to call it, TPP, the trade agreement, Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, he got. And everybody on our side was going, don't give... If Barack Obama wants something, there's a negative in it. So, for example, immigration, funding of immigration, illegal immigration in it. There's all kinds of things that are anti-American, anti-conservative values, all trapped into TPP. We're funding it. So he got that. Then, and to her point, what have they thwarted that he's wanted? Now, I had a discussion, and this was around the race issue, and this is Joe Trippi. I'll have a little bit of time to comment at the end because it's quite a bit of a long clip, but here you go.
Developing tonight, new controversy over President Obama's lengthy sit-down interview with NPR News after the president appears to suggest that racism at least partly fuels criticism of him. Take a look.
Are there certain circumstances around being the first African-American president that might not have confronted a previous president? Absolutely. I think if you're talking about the specific virulence of some of the opposition directed towards me, then you know, that may be explained by the particulars of who I am.
This isn't the first time that President Obama suggested that at least some criticism of him has more to do with the color of his skin than the content of his politics. And that is a notion the National Review's Kevin Williamson took serious issue with today, writing in part, the president says that much of the unhappiness with his administration is pretty specific to me and who I am and my background. He's really saying it's about his critics and their bigotry and prejudice. President Obama thinks the reason he isn't perceived as being especially good at his job is that we yokels aren't smart enough to understand how spectacular he is. Joe Trippi is the former presidential campaign manager for Howard Dean and a Fox News contributor. Kevin Jackson is executive director of the Black Sphere, a conservative radio pimping. Kevin, I'll start with you first. So has racism at least partly fueled the growing criticism that we've seen of this president?
The short answer is no. It's a joke, and it's a convenient place for Barack Obama to hide. I would just ask people to ask a very simple question. Was Jesse Owens, was he the product of racism when he went to the Olympics and showed up Hitler? Was when the Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling, did he Max Schmeling and Hitler not like black people? Who cares? At the end of the day, they did their jobs and they did it great. There's a funny saying in the black community that if Barack Obama had broken a color barrier in baseball, there'd still be a Negro League. He's always looking to hide behind race when, in fact, he had an amazing and a glorious opportunity to transcend the racial issues, whatever he believes exists in America, and just do a spectacular job. But he doesn't do a spectacular job, so the only place for him to go is to hide behind race. Every president confronts a hostile opposition. It's like saying to the person who's going to play in the championship of a basketball game, hey, the other team's just going to sit down and let you make layups. This is just a convenient thing for Barack Obama to hide behind.
All right, Joe. I mean, he isn't quick to point out some of his policy failures for reason for this growing criticism.
Well, he said some of his detractors are driven by racism. And look, the country elected and reelected him, and I think that speaks to how far the country has come. But to deny that there isn't any racism in this country and that there aren't some who resent the fact that a black man is president of the United States, who, by the way, had to argue about whether he was even born here of those people.
Kevin, were you denying that there's any racism in this country?
Right. No, none of that.
First of all, I wasn't denying racism. Secondarily, what does any of that have to do with the policies of Barack Obama? If you can point to something and say Obama didn't get this accomplished because he was black, then I'll concede it. But you can't point to that.
Okay, so Joe, he's clearly making the point.
Did you invite me on the show to talk, or you just sit here and get yelled at?
I'm just making sure that his words were heard right. Go ahead.
No, the point here is that there are plenty of detractors who have strong policy differences with the president, don't believe he's doing the right thing or the correct policies on a number of things. But to deny that there aren't some people out there who are his detractors that are vocal, there's nothing he could do that would be right by them because of his race.
Great point.
That's what's going on.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, let me tell you, that's a great point. So let me tell you who the detractors are to George Bush. The Congressional Black Caucus. Many black people were against any white Republican president. But you know what they do? They just do their job. They represent all Americans, and they do what's best for America. See, what you do is you want a convenient excuse. Now, you want to let me talk?
No.
You want a convenient excuse to say, oh, well, this is the reason why he couldn't get something done. You can't point to a single piece of legislation that Barack Obama wanted to pass that had any rate that where race was the issue why it didn't pass. But you can certainly point to where people had legitimate reasons for not backing his policies.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. He said some of his detractors were driven by race.
So, Joe,
that's all he said.
Let me ask you a question. Bush
could say that too.
You're saying that you have to assume that there is some racism in the criticism of the president, but do you think that the president is putting more weight in race being a factor in his critics?
No, not at all. He was asked about that like three or four different ways. He finally said, my unique demographic. He was not trying to get there at all.
All right. So Kevin points out the fact that America elected him two times with a large percentage of the white vote proves something. Kevin, go ahead.
Well, look, at the end of the day, he did say that this was nirvana for the left, because there was no way to criticize Barack Obama without them running to the race card. America has been is exponentially far less racist. It is the most amazing country. It's a mosaic. It has every culture, religion, creed, etc. And for Barack Obama, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to be the Jackie Robinson of baseball. If I have to take the jibes, I'll take them, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to represent being the first. There's a thing in the black community about being the first, whether it was Jack Johnson, the first heavyweight black champion, Wyoming Attias, Arthur Ashe, and many others. There was a thing about excellence and doing the best job. Barack Obama has nowhere close to being excellent.
All right, Joe, last word to you. We've got to go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the African community think he's been excellent.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.